For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Late August to early September is the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. Harvey came ashore as a Category 4 storm and dumped nearly 52 inches of rain and caused massive flooding in Texas. And now, Hurricane Irma is intensifying over the eastern Atlantic. Here in South Carolina, Emergency Management Division spokesperson Derek Becker says now is the perfect time for residents to prepare for a storm.
One of the best things people can do if they haven't done so already is get a copy of the 2017 South Carolina Hurricane Guide. It has information on what you can do today, before a hurricane, during, heaven forbid, if one is pointed towards South Carolina.
It has information about evacuation zones for the northern, central, and southern coast of the state.
If local public safety officials, if the governor, if state officials recommend that you evacuate, that's not a decision or that's not a recommendation we make lightly.
Ahead of Hurricane Matthew in 2016, then-Governor Nikki Haley ordered the evacuation of more than a million people at least 100 miles away from the coast. Lane reversals along Interstate 26 were also instituted. Becker says operations like those accomplished during Hurricane Matthew are planned and practiced.
We train with our local agencies and federal partners, and we exercise. We practice what we would do outside of a disaster. And there's several other things that we do in reference to the types of emergencies South Carolina is vulnerable to.
And he says families should also do the same. If your area is not being evacuated and you decide to stay in your home,
you want to be your help until help arrives. So what we recommend is that families, people, residents in South Carolina have enough emergency supplies on hand that you and your family can live off on for at least 72 hours, possibly up to a week.
The goal, he adds, is to have the things you use every day on hand in a place you can get to very quickly so you don't have to go out and try to get them. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.